Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Kira Hain. Israeli forces have carried out their biggest Gaza ground attack in their 20-day-old war with Hamas overnight. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops were still preparing for a full ground invasion, while the United States and other countries urged Israel to delay, fearing it could ignite hostilities on other Middle East fronts. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees says it might have to shut down operations in Gaza if no fuel reaches the Hamas-ruled territory because of a desperate need for shelter, water, food, and medical services. The agency's chief spokesperson, Juliet Toomer, says fuel is needed for a range of essential services.
We need fuel for the UN cars. We need fuel for the trucks to be able to go and bring the little supplies that are coming in. We also need it for water pumping station. We also needed desalination stations. We need it for the bakeries that we've been supporting. We need it for the vehicles that have been transporting wheat flour to the bakeries in Gaza. So all of this is on the brink, and we might not be able to continue to do any of this.
The Israeli military says Hamas is holding large reserves of fuel, which could be used by hospitals. China's former premier, Li Keqiang, has died of a sudden heart attack, aged 68, state media is reporting. Li, who was the premier and second most powerful man in China until March, died just after midnight on Friday. Chinese state media says he was resting in Shanghai when he died. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is encouraging the United States to maintain open lines of communication with China, saying Australia understands the importance of dialogue between all parties. The Prime Minister has addressed a state lunch co-hosted by Vice President Kamala Harris and Secretary of State Antony Blinken as his visit to Washington ends. Opposing China's threat in the Indo-Pacific featured strongly in his speech.
With global interests, we understand the value and importance of dialogue, which is why Australia strongly supports the Biden administration's efforts to maintain those open lines of communication between the United States of America and the People's Republic of China. As a great American president and the father of the current US ambassador to Australia proved 60 years ago during the Cuban crisis, the true measure of a superpower's strength is the ability to pull the world back from the brink of conflict.
Brumbies will be shot from the air in New South Wales for the first time in an effort to cull the growing population in Kosciuszko National Park. Environmental groups have been calling for the use of aerial shooting for a long time, which was supported at a federal parliamentary inquiry in early October. That inquiry found brumbies posed an immediate risk to native species in the Australian Alps. And in football, Matilda's coach, Tony Gustavsson, has described Mary Fowler as mind-blowingly good following the Rising Stars' stunning performance in their 2-0 victory over Iran. Australia was still only holding a 1-0 lead when Gustavsson decided to bring on backup superstar Sam Kerr, Fowler and Steph Catley were all introduced. Although it was Kerr who found the back of the net in the 78th minute to seal victory for the Matildas, Fowler was the standout player. This fan attended the match with his daughter, named Matilda.
Awesome game. Tilda, come over. Awesome game. so good, and she saw Sam Kerr score right in front of her. Yeah. You couldn't get any better than that.
I'm Kira Hain. This is SBS News in Easy English.